Producer Donald, in between all of the winning that's going on here, let's get a survey says on the radio for everyone.
Today, over 70% of young people say they use holidays away for this. What is this? Like holidays going away, not just taking holidays off work.
Will you vacate the country?
Yes.
Like a vacation?
Or a staycation.
Una hates that word.
I don't hate that word.
She does.
No, it's just when my brother came home from Toronto and he uses words like, yeah, vacation. And a ton of stuff. Stop that. It's holidays.
It's jolly pops.
Oh, God.
Okay, so the question is, 70% of young people say that they use this on holidays to do this.
No. They use holidays to do this. Like, holidays are for this.
Oh, getting the perfect lighting for your Instagram.
Oh, yeah, that's
good
thinking.
Oh, Lord. That's sad.
Would that be 70%? No, it's not the answer.
It's probably higher.
Do you think?
Yeah. There's a different hue in from the sun in different parts of the world, isn't it?
A different hue.
I'm not even going to go in.
I know what a hue is. Thank you very much. Don't even try and mansplain that to me.
I wasn't going to.
Oh, yes, you were.
I'd like you to explain to me, though, what it is. A
hue is like different lighting.
Okay.
No,
I'm wrong.
It's not the answer, no.
Is it a pull?
Oh, yeah. Good shout.
A little bit of jiggy jiggy. God, I sound like a nan. Stop that, Una.
That was nannish, yeah. I'd say it could be around 70%. That could be higher. It's not the answer.
Yeah,
I've got
it's probably a lot higher. A lot higher for that.
On the Magaloops. All right. 087-1102-107. Let's try and figure out what the answer is to this, our survey says this morning.
70% of people say they use holidays away for this. What is this?
Okay. Strangely enough, I wonder is the answer actually a holiday? No.
What do you mean?
No.
So we were trying to figure out the answer to this question. Donal, what is the question though first?
Over 70% of young people say they use holidays away for this. What is it? Like holidays abroad and getting away.
Producer Donal, you must do nothing but be scouring the world for surveys. All right, let's get some guesses on 087-1102-107.
Is it to get donor in the house, aka clean all out there, Jazz?
Is it to get stuff done around the house? So use your holidays to...
from work just to stay at home and get the stuff done. You don't have time for. No, it's not the answer. But
I'd be guilty of that as like taking an annual leave to do stuff around the house.
List of stuff is endless. Yeah,
Una finds this terrible.
No, I actually need because I have so much to do around the house, but I don't have the time because being a busy mum of twins.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't use my holidays to just.
Why would you use them?
What do you mean? I wouldn't use any days to. I just like. Just leave it the way things are.
Yeah.
Why didn't you just say that instead?
Yeah. I mean, your holiday days are for you time, you know.
Yeah.
Relax time. Rancho Relaxo. No?
I have no idea what you're talking about. Rancho Relaxo.
Morning, Night Radio. Tommy here in Roscommon. Just wondering, is the answer to today's question, is it to save money?
Save money? Is it to save money?
If you're getting away can be cheaper than staycations in some places. It's not the answer, no.
Because here in Ireland, to go on holidays, it's a pure rip-off. So it is.
Don't hold back, Tommy. Tell us how you really feel.
And if it's not that, would it be to follow their favourite sports team around?
Oh, that's a great guess.
A good guess, yeah.
Yeah, so if your favourite team is playing away somewhere?
You go and follow them, yeah. No, it's not the answer, Tommy.
I heard a fact about apparently 99% of Manchester United fans have never been to Old Trafford.
99%
of Manchester United fans have never been to
that's
Old Trafford.
Definitely not true.
Well, heard that before.
If there's a lot of United fans out there,
yeah.
And the stadium holds what 70,000, it's normally busy.
Like think about how many billion people there are in the world. I think a very small percentage of that has travelled on an airplane as well.
What up, folks? How are y'all doing? For this morning survey, what if it's 70% of young people? This is going to sound terrible. Are 70% of young people using holidays as for content creation? Like, look how great my life is. Kind of hashtag airport drinks, hashtag look at my beachwear, hashtag don't want to come home.
Oh, God.
Can't cope.
It's like when people go on holidays, can you not just leave the social media alone? I don't care. I don't want a documentary of how you're getting on.
Yeah.
It's El Rubio and Facio.
Or what?
El Rubio and Facio.
Yeah.
Look at me. Look at me.
Look at me.
Look at me.
Do you know what? The leg pictures. the leg when they're on the beach and they take pictures of the long legs.
Yeah,
it's like what are you doing? You've got nice pins, like, but you know.
And also, I love the tour of bathrooms that I see.
Oh yeah.
Oh, in the hotel room.
Here's me in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Is me in another bathroom.
Okay.
Did you go on holiday? Did you just go down to town?
Why are you taking bathroom pictures? The lighting. I don't care. Get out and enjoy your life.
Yeah.
Well, that answer is kind of close to the answer in terms of the opposite. Yeah, 70% of young people say they use holidays to spend less time on the phones, have the detox.
Oh, nice.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, that's good.
That's going the right way. Good.
Very good. Let me lift you up. High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. Think on the spot. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it. Sing it. Think on the spot. Come on. You're up against the clock. Don't take the hit. You gotta rhyme it. Our favourite postman is on playing rhyme with this morning.
Morning. How are these?
James and Sligo.
Hi, James.
James, have you...
How are you?
Good. Have you got a nickname, James?
No. Why? Do you have one in mind?
No, it's just that a friend of mine is called James, so we just used to call him Jammy.
Postman Jammy.
Mm. Yeah, Postman.
No, haven't got that one. Haven't got that one.
You're welcome.
Postman Jam is nice.
Postman Jam. Postman Jam. Postman Jam and his little green van.
No, I think we should stop that before it sticks.
Oh, did you hear what Cooper's nickname is?
Oh, don't you dare.
So he revealed to us yesterday that he was actually christened Stephen William Cooper. Stephen William. So it's a double bar name. Notions. But any hoozles. we have shortened it to Swilly. So Stephen Willy. So it's Swilly. So that's actually stuck now, and everyone is referring to you as Swilly. That's a good thing.
And that's why you should have kept that buried and died with that.
Yeah,
secret.
Exactly.
Hey, Jammy, you.
No, that's not mine. You're Swilly. That's on your birth certificate.
I wonder if somebody just addressed a letter to, because the postal service in this country is amazing.
It is.
You know, and if you just put to Swilly, your man off the radio, would it make it to my house?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, probably.
All right,
yeah. Definitely would.
Give it a try.
Swilly.
And if you want to send presents, that's fine. I'm down with that. Big birthday weekend for you.
Yeah, next Tuesday. So we're going up to Belfast this weekend to do something.
To see something.
See something, do something.
Yeah.
There's a few people going actually to don't Belfast know what's going on this weekend. Yeah. We can talk to this week.
Yeah.
There must be.
I actually don't. Yeah. There's no reason. It was just, we go to Dublin too much, so he said it was either up or down, so we picked Belfast.
Great city.
It is a lovely city. Yeah, there's lots to do.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Yeah, it's a really good, it's a great family city, but the nightlife in Belfast is second to none. They really are. Yeah. It's one of the best cities when it comes to actual nightclubs. They have actual nightclubs. It's unbelievable.
I know, it's crazy. Yeah, it's crazy.
Right, okay. Are you ready to try and win the contents of my drawers, Postman Jam?
I'll give it a go.
Good stuff.
All right. The word that you have to rhyme with this morning is?
Brand. B-R-A-N-D. Brand.
Okay.
Okay.
Your 30 seconds start now.
You build castles out of this on the beach.
Band.
When you're letting someone down your row at the cinema, you sometimes have to what?
Stand.
To use your loyalty card, it needs to be what?
Stand.
When Irish people say they're fine, they say they're what?
Brand.
If you ask for something forcefully and won't back down until
demand.
You...
demand.
If you aren't allowed somewhere, you're what from it?
Band.
A musician group is called a what?
Band.
If you're not at sea, you're on what?
Stand.
When your food has no taste, it tastes what?
Bland.
What food packaging...
Time. What did you say for if you're not at sea, you're on what? Did you say...
land.
What did you say?
Land.
Oh, land. Okay.
I knew he said land. What did you think he said?
I just had to be sure because Dolan wasn't holding up enough fingers, our producer over there.
Oh.
I thought you might have said sand.
I thought I heard sand.
No.
I heard land.
No.
Land.
The highest score to beat was 7. And I'd be happy to tell you right now, Jammy.
Oh, okay.
You go got... 9! Oh my god, back of the net.
Well done, Jammy.
I still got it.
Still got it, kids.
This is what happens when you're up bright and early in the morning before everyone else and you're
I know.
That's it.
I got a shot of coffee in me. I don't think everyone else would have that on them. They've been woken up by Donal giving them a call too early. That's what's wrong with them.
That's it. Hello?
There you go.
Donal what? Donal who? Why? Listen, James, congratulations. Well done. lovely to have you on again, as always. Be safe in your route, and we could be talking to you tomorrow.
Will
because
do.
You could be the owner of the contents of Una's drawers.
Yep. Can't wait. Lovely. Thanks, guys.
Well done, James.
Bye. There you go. That's how you play Rhymes. If you'd like to have a go yourself, 087-1102-107.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Wind Up Wednesdays is where Una thrives. She loves this. She loves pranking people in your lives and my life as well. And I was delighted that you got around to doing this.
Very patient man, your barber, Nick.
You'd want to be with my head of hair.
Yeah.
You know,
it's true.
It takes him hours, hours. He's like, okay, we'll find something to cut.
Yeah, right. Lovely man, very patient. I could tell he was itching to get off the phone. So I rang Nick and I tried to get an appointment for my 5-year-old Bobby.
And what's so different about Bobby?
You'll find out.
Hello?
Hi, is this the barber?
It's the barber, yes.
Hi, Nick is your name. I just want to make...
Yes.
You're stuck with a wee baby.
No, it's just a customer here.
Nick, I just want to make an appointment for my wee baby, Bobby.
Oh, okay. We don't see an appointment, just a walk-in.
It's his birthday on Friday. He's turning 5, so I said it's about time I get him a trim.
Bring him how many years old?
He's 5 years old.
Now, five, that's no problem.
He might be a bit skittish at first, Nick, because he's never been to the barber's. But his bark is worse than his bite, all right? And I'm sure if he tries to bite, I can always put a muzzle on him.
Yeah.
You don't mind the muzzle now?
Yeah, no problem.
I'm trying to train him, you see. He's trying to train him to stop biting. Now, will you wash him or will I wash him beforehand? You know, probably easier if you give him a bath there and then you can get straight to the hair. What do you think?
Yeah, it's okay. It's fine. Yeah, just bring him in and we'll give it a go. If you're willing to let me get this cut, we can do it for you. No problem.
Oh, you'll bathe him. That's great. He has to have a bath now because he's been rolling around in the mud chasing birds and whatnot. I'm sure he's very smelly as well now, Nick. I can't keep him clean, but he's a good boy, Nick. He's the best boy, really. I'll bring his ball so he can have it after as a wee treat.
Yeah, no problem. Yeah, okay, bring him in.
Will you clip his nails as well, Nick? They've gotten fierce long now. Don't worry, he won't scrape you, though.
What is it?
He's going on a play date later with Trixie. Oh, she's a lovely wee labradoodle. A lovely wee labradoodle, Nick.
Okay, yeah, no problem. Yeah.
Nick, what you're saying is you take canines in and you bathe the canines and you clip their nails and you give them a wee cut and fluff. Is that right? Hi, Nick. This is Una from my radio. How are you, Nick?
I'm not. Una, how are you?
I'm great. Listen, I'll have my wee Bobby into you now.
We will, yeah. That's no problem, Una. We will.
Cooper put me up to this, so you can blame him.
Cooper said to you, did he?
That was brilliant.
Oh, very good.
He's so patient.
So patient.
He's like, yeah, cool. Like, he's literally like, he's like looking after his customers there, trying to put up with you on the phone. Oh my God, he's so patient. And shout out to Nick, he's brilliant. He does so much as well for the community. He goes down to the old folks and cuts their hair in the house and stuff like this.
Oh,
so
lovely guy.
He's really, really good. Thank you for doing that.
You're very welcome.
I'm probably banned from getting my hair cut from Nick now. But if you'd like to get anybody to get wound up by Una, she's more than happy to do it.
Oh,
as
yes.
You can hear, she will absolutely torture people on the phone no matter how busy they are.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
Time for get it off your chest this morning. If there's anything you'd like to get off your chest, 087-1102-107. And that's also the same number or WhatsApp if you want to chime in on whatever is going on this morning. Una.
Hey guys, this is coming from students Kieran and Tommy. Hey guys, I need to get this off my chest because the sun arriving here has apparently turned my neighbours into a 24-hour festival. The students next door have had people over for 4 days straight now. There's music blasting until ridiculous hours, constant shouting in the garden, and they keep attempting barbecues even though they're clearly terrible at them because the entire garden is just smoke at this stage. It's like mating season next door and a real life episode of Shameless. Oh my God, I love Shameless. Best TV show ever. I don't want to be the grumpy neighbour ruining their fun. I'm a student as well. I just want to pass my exams. What can I do? And that is coming in from Kieran and Tammy.
All right, okay, so you've got boisterous neighbours who like to party.
I think you gotta roll with this.
What do you mean?
I think you should go in next door and, you know, have a burger, chill, and then just maybe join in. And yeah.
So I get that, like, you know, part of being a student is, you know, you,
there's the other side of that, the whole life experience is very important as well.
Yeah.
Do you know, the student experience.
How important is your exam? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, no, it's probably...
No, exams are very important. Yeah, they are.
No, it'd be interesting to see what, if anybody's actually gone through this, that they've had a neighbour that has been a bit noisy into the late night and, like, had friends over and just, like, what is even the cutoff time that you can make noise to?
Oh, I don't know. I just remember being in first year in college and there was two fourth years there doing their final year projects and they had exams. Mm. One was from Ballinrobe, one was from Ballyhadrine. How do I remember that? I don't know. And we were having a house party and it was like 3 a.m. and I just remember them coming downstairs going, please stop it. We've got exams in the morning. And
this
was,
is you?
No, the two books were saying this. And I was like, oh, for God's sake. But looking back now, like, they had exams and we were being right pups downstairs, you know, with decks and everything.
What?
Yeah.
Love it. I was probably there. All right. What should this person do? 087-1102-107. Should they just put up and shut up and just maybe get some noise-canceling headphones, go to the library maybe up the road or in the college or join in? People be outside having barbecues and parties in the back gardens, but somebody's having an issue with that, aren't they?
They are. So Tommy and Kieran are... Well, they're perturbed, I suppose you would say, because...
Perturbed.
Right. They don't know what to do. They're vexed. The student lads living next door to them have had people over for the past 4 days and there's music blasting until ridiculous hours and, you know, shouting in the garden and they're barbecuing and they have said that it's like mating season next door and a real-life episode of Shameless.
Do we have an address?
Shameless.
Do we have an address?
We have an address, yeah. So they're like, I'm a student as well. I just want to pass my exams. What can we do? That's from Kieran and Tommy.
Okay, so what's everyone saying? 087-1102-107.
Suck it up, buttercup.
I love that.
Suck it up, buttercup.
Okay.
We do not have this weather all the time.
True.
Stopping a drip. Go outside. Sit in the garden with your books if you have to. Put on your earphones. Study away at your little heart's content. Get out there. Burn the burgers. Burn the sausages. Have the cans or whatever it is you want to have. It's not going to be here for much longer. Enjoy it. Now, I get it if it's going maybe until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
You know, but come off it. Just enjoy that sunshine.
Yeah, I suppose when we have the sunshine, we do need to enjoy it.
Yeah.
If you can, if you have the time to enjoy it.
Make hay.
While the sun doth shine.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people are agreeing with that. So Liam in Westport says, I remember living in a party house in college. It was the best of times. It was the worst of times. Oh, that's a quote from Dickens.
Who?
Charles Dickens. If those lads are so worried about their exams, why don't they just go to the library to study and let the neighbours enjoy the sunshine? We rarely get it.
I get it if you're under pressure that some people, not everybody's cut from the same cloth, doing it.
Yeah.
Some people really, really are into their study and their exams and their courses and stuff like this. And
the lads partying next door are as well, but they're just taking some time off.
They're studying.
To make the hay.
Party liaison officer in college. That's what they're studying.
Well, I think it's important to have a combination of both.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
100%. It's important, especially like in college life as well. It's a rite of passage. It's to do whatever you need to do. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I'd love to go back to college for a week. Oh, my God.
I don't think anyone would have you, Una.
Rag week.
Who wants to take Una for college? We send her to college. What would you like to study, Una?
What would I like? Oh, do I have to do another
arts degree? Would you like to do an arts degree?
Listen,
what?
Stop slagging the arts degrees.
I've never done that
on
air.
You've done on air. Nobody do it off air to me all the time.
Yeah, because it's funny.
Arts degrees are the dreamers, the thinkers, the feelers of this world, the idealists, the lovers.
The aimless wanderers.
Hey, that is not true.
So who would like to take Una on in college? And she can sit there. She can organise your parties for you.
Yeah, I don't have to go into the lectures. I just mean the other side of it.
Be guaranteed it's late nights all the time.
Whoop, whoop.
Loves that.
Mm-hmm.
Now remember, you will have to put up with the two feral ones as well.
Oh, yeah. No, I can organize.
I forgot that you had children.
No, I can organize someone to look after them.
Sure.
While I go to Rag Week.
Okay. Oh, you just want to go to Rag Week?
Yeah.
All right, okay. 087-110-2107. What should these students do and who's going to take Una on in the college? All right, get it off your chest this morning. We're getting messages in on 087-110-2107. Students are not having a great time, Una, are they?
Well, these students are obviously living in a student estate and they're kind of given out because their next door neighbours, who are obviously also students, are having parties for the past couple of days. And they're up till all hours shouting in the garden, having barbecues, and they have described it as living next door to a real life episode of Shameless.
Sounds lit.
Sounds absolutely lit.
Yes. Una is very jealous and she wants to go back and bring back Rag Week as well.
What do you mean bring back Rag Week? Is Rag Week not still a thing?
I think Rag Week, didn't Fionnuala go to Galway and Rag Week just like poof gone? There was just quiet streets, nothing happened. Yeah.
What is happening?
I don't know. Because we did get a message in from somebody saying, yeah, bring back Rag Week. And I'm like, what?
It's matcha latte culture. It's taking over the world.
What? Sorry. That happened very fast there. What? Matcha latte culture?
Yeah. Do you know?
So everyone's having matcha lattes instead of having Rag Weeks?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I remember being in number two. People from our town living in for years, and
we had to beep out his full address there because there's people living next door.
So funny.
There was a family living next door, and I mean like attached to the house next door, and they had two young kids, and the parties that were in the house were something chronic, and they used to spill out onto the roundabout on the estate the next day, and like, this family did not give a crap about it at all. It was mental.
Pure chill.
There was always that one house, wasn't there, that was a pure party house.
Yeah.
And the parents were involved as well, and was just, you know, as well, like when the parents are they're like, right, yeah, you can have a few friends over, and then their friends come over, and then it, like that, it does spill out on the street. Or was there ever a party house where when the parents went away, the two, like the kids would be quiet as hell until the parents went away, and then the house would turn into an absolute rave? Like,
I was in UL, so every house was a party house basically.
There you go, shout out to anybody who's going to UL come this September.
Yeah,
Morris.
I'd have to agree with Una. You can't beat them, join them.
Go on, Una. You're encouraging them all now to go party.
I'm not.
You can always be sure when something good's happening, there's always a dry shite to ruin it for you.
Oh, say what you mean. Listen, Tommy and Kieran, why don't you just try go next door, have a burger, and if you're not feeling it, then just, I don't know, head off to the library or sit outside and enjoy the sun with headphones on.
There you go. There's the sound advice. If you want to get anything a little off your chest, you can send us a message. 087-110-2107.
Breakfast rolls.